From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is seeking to reassure Americans the country is not divided after what he called a painful week with the killing of five Dallas police officers and the killing of two black men by police. The president spoke to reporters before leaving the NATO summit in Poland for Spain.
So when we start suggesting that somehow there's this enormous polarization and we're back to the situation in the 60s, and that's just not true.
Obama is due back in Washington Sunday night. Meantime, in Dallas, there were some tense moments Saturday after police got an anonymous call threatening officers. Police locked down the headquarters for a time, but there were no reports of anyone being injured. Many people mourning the loss of the officers are flocking to a memorial outside the police headquarters.
Late Friday, shooting erupted outside.
That was obviously not the soundbite we wanted you to hear there. The people that were at the Dallas Police Headquarters basically were talking about how torn they were and that they were consoling one another. We'll have that in our next newscast. During the two-day NATO summit, President Barack Obama pledged long-term U.S. support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for the NATO alliance in Europe. The president reaffirmed what he called the U.S. commitment to the defense of Europe and the transatlantic relationship. Mr. Obama also called on Britain and the European Union not to harden their stances as Britain begins the process of negotiating its exit from the EU. Also, alliance leaders pledged to continue training Afghan security forces into 2017 and to provide nearly $1 billion each year to support Afghan forces through 2020. This is VOA News. Days of deadly fighting by rival factions in South Sudan has prompted the U.S. State Department to issue an urgent call for the violence to end. The U.S. statement urges fighters loyal to President Salva Kiir and those backing his rival, the current Vice President Riek Machar, to cease the fighting. NATO's military operations commander says North Korea's latest missile test is a serious threat to the Pacific region and the globe. U.S. General Curtis Scaparotti, NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe, said that Kim Jong-un's regime continues to work on its ballistic missiles capability and is getting better and working out its problems. The North conducted a submarine missile launch late Friday off its eastern coast. From initial indications, the missile fell over in the South China in the Sea of China, Japan, that is. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said the missile's engine ignited but exploded about 10 kilometers into the air. A similar test failed in April. Iraqi forces recaptured a northern airbase from the Islamic State group on Saturday, a victory hailed by the prime minister as a key step ahead of the long-awaited operations to retake the northern city of Mosul. In a statement issued on his website, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi described the air base as an important base to liberate Mosul. In the mostly Sunni province of Anbar, west of Baghdad, the government troops on Saturday consolidated their grip on the provincial capital of Ramadi, retaken by the Islamic State last year when they captured two villages just north of the city. And Russian space capsule carrying a three-person multinational crew docked with the International Space Station on Saturday. The Russian, American, and Japanese astronauts left off from Russia's space complex in Kazakhstan on Thursday. During the crew's four-month mission, the American astronaut plans to attempt the first DNA sequencing in space. The crew is joining three other astronauts at the space station. And recapping our top stories at this hour, President Barack Obama seeking to reassure Americans the country is not divided after what he calls a painful week with the killing of five police officers in Dallas, Texas, and the killing of two black men by police in two other states. The president right now in Spain, due back in the United States on Sunday night. For details on these stories and more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.